basically a member of the family that's gone much too soon. 49 years old, Leah McLeod. We're going to miss you. I'm going to assume a bunch of us are going to be raising a glass for Leah, a good common friend, Corpus, who's coming to play on Halloween, Monday night, the Rockette Bar, which is actually upstairs from the Quai de Brume, smack in the corner, Saint Denis and Mount Royal on Monday night. I believe it's a fairly late show. It's Halloween. Corpus, I would expect, would be the headliner. Do check that out. And like I say, long-time common friends with Corpus, amongst other music legends from this town. We'll definitely be thinking of Leah there, and hey, maybe she'll haunt the event for us. Did play, though, a few other things so far. We did lose Daniel Johnston some time ago, a couple of years ago, I guess, right before the pandemic. It was also very sad in 2016 to lose our old friend Geneviève Castret, Geneviève Gosselin. Heard a few tunes of hers performing under the name Wolf and Au Paillon. Mike Amia was in there, some Roger Audier. Keep it going too, I'll probably play a bit more Daniel Johnston, some Rocky Erickson for Halloween. But here's another one for Leah McLeod, RIP, Cosmic Dancer, Montreal Sound Arc and CKUT 90.3 FM.
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? Strength to dance and oh, oh, oh. I dance myself into the tomb. I dance myself into the tomb. Is it strange to dance so soon? Dance myself into the tomb. Is it too wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb, and then again once more. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb. Strange to dance and soon. I dance myself out of the womb.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
See. time. Why don't you know that your creator is a running out of our death? I know that I might die from poison in this.
Apart from U.S. company, everything I have is borrowed, and you could give it all to me. I started thinking about those voices in the crowd. Words that started with a whisper, oh, it seems they've gotten all too loud. Yes, it finally got to me, and so oh, it's doubtful that I'll ever be someone that you love. As your eyes can see, read what the signs say. Falling rocks are on the road. The bridge is out, you better drive slow. I guess there's no place left to go. Yes, it finally got to me, and so it's doubtful that I'll ever be someone that you love.
when the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. One of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves, and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on. I got birds in blue. To get to her somehow.
Again. Won't you change me? Speedy motorcycle, won't you change me? In a world of money changes, speedy motorcycle, won't you change me?
She was just, well, she was just 17, and you know what I mean, and the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another when I saw her standing there? Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. She wouldn't dance with another. And I held her hand in mine. Well, we danced through the night, and we held each other tight, and before too long I fell in love with her. Now I'll never dance with another. Since I saw her standing she was just 17. And you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another when I saw she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. She wouldn't dance with another.
This has been Montreal Sound Art and CQT 90.3 FM. Louis Rastelli every week, 3 to 5 p.m. Montreal Sound Art. I'll get back next week to pulling up some treasures from Montreal only for a special show. But I'm going to end the show tonight. Well, I actually end with the Rocky Erickson tune. As weekend before Halloween, RIP Rocky. Was one of the best. So many great songs about the devil, Satan, death, and so on. I want to leave with one last one in memory of Leah McLeod. Just died yesterday morning, Thursday morning, at 49 years old after a couple years battling cancer. Really going to miss Leah. Was a heck of a figure. What did one friend post? If you're imagining Barry White songs with her drumming instead. There's a reason why one of her profile pics was Animal from the Muppets. Was quite the powerful drummer, amazing singer, amazing personality. We will most likely say a few words about her and raise a glass on Monday night at the Rocket Bar upstairs from the Quai des Brumes at the corner of Saint-Denis and Mont-Royal. We're in Corpus, the mighty Corpus. Graces our city on Halloween. We're very, very lucky to have such a man pick Montreal to play his Halloween show. As it was a native Montrealer from Parc Ex, born and raised. Also an old friend as well of Leah. I got to mention myself. Some people know me from the old days as the guy who did Fish Piss magazine. Well, in the very, very first issue of Fish Piss way back in 1996, I was just lucky to include some sketches, drawings from Leah and Corpus after we hung out in Kensington Market right after Corpus started playing in Toronto a lot. That was already about 26 years ago. And, well, here we are. Enjoy your lives. Live every day as if it was your last, because as they say, one day it will be. Hug your loved ones, take care of yourselves, get your doctor checkup. Like that, it's a much more lonesome place without Leah McLeod, RIP. I love you, Leah. I hope to meet you again up there one day. In the meantime, here are the Cramps, Montreal Sound Arc at CQT 90.3 FM.
Down to lonesome town. Step of the fire demon, step of the fire demon, step of the demon of fire, step of the demon of fire. Seattle-based cellist Lori Goldston will be in duet with trumpet player Greg Kelly on Saturday, October 29th at La Sotarena, 4848 Saint-Laurent. Join us. Local artist Leon Lauder, in collaboration with Scattered Ensemble and En Nau. That is October 29th. Doors, 8 p.m., 4848 Saint-Laurent, downstairs. Tickets online, $12, $15 at the door. Lori Goldston has played with the likes of Cat Power, Nirvana, David Byrne, and has a thriving solo practice. This is an Everyday Ego, CKUT Radio, Howell Arts co-presentation.
This is Tony from Planet Giza, and you're listening to CKUT Montreal Community Radio. This the crib right here, so shout outs to every station on here, and shout outs to you, the listener. Don't go nowhere.
Production Nuit d'Afrique presents the Nigerian pop star Yemi Alade for an exceptional concert in Montreal. With her powerful voice and energetic performances, Yemi Alade is the new queen of Afrobeat. Don't miss her spectacular concert Thursday, November 10th.
Ready? I'm Naomi Klein, author of The Shock Doctrine. You're listening to CKUT. Keep listening.
The war in Ukraine, terrible as it is, has created the conditions for extraordinary opportunities to work with Ukrainian engineers and scientists.
Ukrainian scientists, that I know anyways, are some of the best in the world, and they can do great things. So I'm keen to get as many of these guys into my lab as possible.
That's Rod O'Connor, a Canadian neuroscientist working in France. More from him in a moment.
Universities are all set up to encourage collaboration.
Ellen Goddard is a professor at the University of Alberta.
And we can certainly benefit both at the student level and at the research program level.
Number two, that hopefully some of these people, when the war is over, and they will go back and continue their services in their country.
That's Nadir Erbogan. Coming to Canada in 2007, as an emigre scientist, he knows what it's like to be transplanted from one culture to another. And I'll talk about that later in the podcast. Science, the vast global enterprise that it is, nevertheless is a compact world of relationships built on mutual curiosity, academic trust, and of course, funding. I first met Rod O'Connor over 20 years ago when he was an undergraduate at Laurentian University in Ontario. And over the years, I've watched his scientific career bloom.